young, I wanted to be the best, not just somebody else who would die. It was just on my mind, not joking the whole time. But then I met you, I could no longer search, cause I found it was just meant to be. I'm not lying, you see. I wanted to be free, I wanted to be me, I wanted to believe in someone that meant something somewhere. I guess I mean I'm happy, I swear. Breathing in the dark.
You'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Center for Volunteerism and Community Engagement is hosting their monthly blood drive. Stop by at the basement of Hunt Union between 12 and 5 p.m. to donate some blood.
On Thursday, November 14th, the Music Industry Club is hosting a live set at Lee Hall at 7 p.m. Stop by to see Telescreens, Minted, and Orange Grove perform. There is a $5 fee with your student ID and $8 to the general public.
On Friday, November 15th, stop by Hobart Event Center at 6 p.m. for a family game night. Also happening on Friday, November 15th, at 6 p.m., the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a special screening of Screaming Queens Riots at Campton's Cafeteria, a powerful story that documents the story of 1966 Campton's Cafeteria riot. To learn more and reserve for this event, stop by Hunt Union 219. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, you can visit Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it logged.
Sorry, that was okay. Wait, Isabel, your mic's hot. It's Isabel and I's turn to do the Instagram / just general WONI takeover for today, Wednesday, November 13th. And Isabel and I are super, super duper excited.
Super duper.
Super. You can tell in her voice that she's
excited. Right.
All right.
All right.
We got some good ones. Some mid ones. And we're going to play them
Josh. All.
Keep it going. Yes.
Don't stop, won't stop.
Oh, don't stop. It's WONI.
Don't
I know you're in your car.
Stop.
If you're in your car,
believe in.
Go your car and you can't, don't clap along. Drive safely.
No, clap.
Hey.
The passenger clap.
The passenger should clap. The driver,
stay
give
safe.
Him a high 10 five.
10-2.
10-2. 10-2. Check
ten
your mirrors.
10-2.
How you doing? All right. We're going to have...
Pumpkin.
All right. Well, just, you know, while I'm talking, let me just cue up the first one already.
I'm actually so excited for this playlist. Josh, I'm so excited.
All right.
I literally
well,
have to say that.
It won't play.
Okay.
It actually won't play the one song we wanted.
You have to like kind of
Fiend,
like refresh
Fiend,
it.
Fiend. Yes.
Because it happens on my show all the time.
You know, just show business is how we're talking about. Oh, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Ready?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right now. Are we at the frat?
Hell.
Yeah. Get your life, dirty dime. right, we're back. We're back.
Oh, we're back?
We're back. I should have warned you.
Hello?
Well, I can't, like, I'm pretty sure that song's good because I found the radio edit, but, you
it's
know.
It's just Fiend. Focus on the future, never on right now. But I'm sipping that kombucha, either pink or brown. I'm the one that introduced to the
U.S. It's lit. All right, oh my that's God. Just a little taste of what we got for you guys today. But that song will be played again.
It will be back. Trust heavily, it will be back.
Oh, don't you worry. Don't worry. Don't fret. We're going to play that. But I actually can't see Isabel right now. I can see, like, I'm in the studio with her, but I literally cannot see her. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing over there?
Hi.
So what'd you do today, man, with the Wony Instagram takeover?
So you texted me at around, like, 10, like, oh, I started, and I woke up, like, around 11:30. I'm like, all right, I'll start soon. Yeah. I literally didn't start till like, 1 o'clock.
Started, though. She started, so that's all
I
that
started. Meant.
My plan was to start at midnight.
I know, I was waiting for the midnight post.
I logged in and everything, and then I was with my girlfriend, so I forgot. And we were just chilling, and then I woke up, and I posted, good morning.
Good morning, sisters.
I was going to get a picture with one of my teachers, too, but I forgot. But you, also, if you haven't, go check out the Wony Instagram if you are so inclined. Because we have been posting back-to-back since last Thursday of just Wony takeovers with all the eBoard members.
Pure shenanigans.
Pure shenanigans. Pure fun here at WONY 90.9 FM. Full government. And, you know, it's just been good. And today is Isabel and I's turn to take it over. And we've just been having a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
She, very, very happy she did this. She got a picture with our advisor. So that's good. So he's on the Instagram now. And if you also follow the Facebook, you can see it there, too. So just keep that in mind, you know. Keep it in mind. That's it. Just keep it in mind.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Because.
Oh, my God. All right.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
We're back. Part two.
We're back. Oh, wait.
Why are you teasing them?
I'm teasing them. It's like you're driving by a frat. It's like.
You need to hear the little snippets.
That's it. That's all you get. You drive. You're driving by APD. All right, let me set the scene. It's a Saturday. It's 11 o'clock at night, and you're driving by Apple Express and APD,
I feel it.
And your
I
windows
see it.
Are down. And you know it's a summer day. It's about September, end of summer, mm-hmm. And all you hear is this as you drive by.
Oh my God, I feel it.
Can you visualize it,
Josh? I visualize
just for one more time. Windows down. There's a cool breeze in the air. You're not playing any music. You're with some friends. And you just drive by in here.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
The party has started.
Turn the car around.
Turn the car around.
Say you know Five Brothers. And
back it up, Terry. You back it up.
You back it up.
Back it up.
You hit a reverse. Drive safely. Drive responsibly. And boom, you're there.
It's going to be a fun time, good time all the time.
Fun time, good time all the time. All right. While we really get into this mode, we have Paper Planes by MIA.
Thank you. democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. Are you already on?
And we're back. That was such a good song. Honestly, I can't lie. Whenever I think of that song, I don't know why, but I do relate it to Pitch Perfect. And I love that movie.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't even play this song.
I know they don't. I know. But I absolutely, without a doubt, love that movie. And that's part of the reason I became a radio DJ, if I'm being honest.
Oh, so you're Becca.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm getting at.
So you're Becca.
Yeah, so I'm Becca.
You're gonna join like an acapella group now?
Okay, let's not.
Zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom. Come on, keep it going.
Wait, I got something in my throat. Three, two, one. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Here's the thing. We started out friends.
Yeah, it was cool, but it was all pretend. That's just a little. Yeah, keep going. Don't stop. This is a little sneak peek of what we do here at Pitch Perfect University.
Pitch Perfect University.
Otherwise known as Sydney Oneonta.
Right.
So, Isabel and I were just chatting about how the e-board here at this lovely radio station is, in fact, doing a group trip to the city.
Meet and greet. If you want to meet me, pull up.
Pull up.
Kidding.
If you want to meet us, pull up. Because we're going to the financial district.
Woo! Woo! To the Big Apple. Woo!
Yay! Because we are whatchamacallit. Yep, that's what we're doing.
Meeting some fine alumni.
Yes. that's one way to word it. We're meeting some
No,
I don't know what you mean.
Oh my god. We're meeting some alumni.
Lovely alumni. So we're all going, all 10 of us, all the e-board, all the positions. And we're meeting a bunch of alumni spanning back from this, probably, I think, I don't know who the eldest is. I think class of like 60-something, like 68.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. Pretty cool. I'm super excited. I know Isabel is. And I think everybody in the e-board is very excited about it. I thought only a few of us were going to go, if I'm being honest. I did not think everyone was gonna be able to like be free, but then everybody last Friday was like, I'll go.
Shout out to Dr. Bottomley for driving us.
Special shout out to our advisor who's driving us all. He's taking care of us. He's taking us there.
All right.
No, he literally is. We're in his safety, and I don't feel.
I feel like it's gonna be a good time. I feel like he's excited about this too.
He's very excited about it. He emailed me about it, and I was like, we're all very pumped. And, you know, yeah.
We're just his favorites.
Yep, I think he loves us all the most. But actually, funny you say that. The old e-board is texting me because they really like that we have Dr. Bottomley on the Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're talking about Bottomley.
He's a go. I love that he's our advisor, personally.
I do, too. He also, one, very knowledgeable. He's extremely knowledgeable. Two, he is so, like, funny and personable when you actually, like, boil it down to just, like, leveling with him. Like, he's such a nice guy. And he also encourages us to try, like,
So they really branch out.
To branch, to branch out.
Like, we were supposed to do
Wonoyoki,
where we would, like, rent out a golf cart and go around campus and doing, like, if you want to ride, come sing the song. But
no. Well,
I'll
take some blame because I was supposed to get the golf carts. And what I didn't know is that you have to go to, like, it's a club that has the golf carts. It's not like the school. Like, it's their golf cart. And they're just like, all right, like, you guys, like, clubs can borrow it, whatever. I thought it was, like, a vehicle rental company.
It's so club. It's club golf cart.
Yeah, club golf cart. I don't know. You join them, club golf cart. But, no, I called this, like, random company. I was like, I need two of your finest golf carts, whatever. And he was like, yeah, we don't got those. I was like, no, like, you do. And he was like, I assure you, we don't. And I was like,
but you do.
I was like, but you do.
I'm actually looking at it right now.
I literally was like, but you do. And he goes, no, we really don't. And so I thought he was just, like, not trying. Because, you know.
He was joshing you, Josh.
I thought he was joshing me. I thought he was giving me the runaround. But no, he's very true to his word, actually. So, yeah. But that will come. And now it's, like, kind of cold. I would do it, but I don't know.
No, I think it's the wind.
I think
it wasn't windy, but it was, like, cold. People will do it.
Yeah, but also we're going to be driving. It's going to be windy, and everyone's going to get, like, a... We don't want anyone catching cold.
Yeah.
We don't want that here at Wony.
No.
So I think we're just going to have to resort to springtime. Which I'm super excited about this spring. Not that it's different than any other spring, but I'm just hopeful.
Hopeful.
You know? There's going to be something in the air.
Hopefully Wony Island's outside.
Yes.
That would be great.
That would be so fun.
That would be really great.
I don't think he's been outside since I've been here. No, it wasn't freshman.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the curse.
Hey, let's not, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him now.
Don't hurt him now. Bring it back.
Let's back it up, Terry.
Oh, God.
Yep. You guys are loving this, I bet. I'm sure. I know you guys are loving this. I just have, you know, all our valuable.
I love it.
I know. That's a good song. Actually, that song might be played later.
Yeah.
But right now. we have Day and Night by Kid Cudi. Day and Night.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. Seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had are through. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Slow mo. When the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they
fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and search her. To free his mind and search her. To free his mind and search her. Day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night. The lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
And that was day and night, clean version.
Nightly. Clean version. Clean. Clean.
Clean.
Clean. Clean.
All right.
Clean. All right. Next all right. up, TBD. We're thinking. We have a wonderful selection for you. I'm just thinking about what's the vibe, you know? The vibe matters. I used to hate saying that word. I can't lie. Vibe, yeah.
What's the vibe, Josh?
What's the vibe? Like, that's what I use it now, and it's like everyday lingo. But I remember as a kid, maybe it was just my older brothers, because like I feel like vibe was not a word they really used. Like,
it was chill.
Yeah, like what's like it's chill, it's calm. But like, what's the vibe is just so perfect.
What's the vibe?
Like, yo, what set the tone?
What
like,
the word?
What the word? Set the tone. What's the vibe? All three of those.
Catch my drift.
Catch my drift. Catch my drift. People are drift. Not catching everyone's drift anymore.
People are really not catching people's drift.
You know what I think we need to bring back? Mm. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
All right.
All right.
And like, actually, I'm not catching your drift anymore.
You're not picking up the vibe?
No.
You're not chilling?
No.
Oh, I thought I had him.
What's that saying in like 90s movies where it's like, oh my God, what is... Like, gag me with a spoon. Like, I hate that.
Oh,
I hate that saying so much.
I don't get when people say that. Gag me with a spoon.
I hate gag me with a spoon. Okay, that's, first of all,
okay, no.
It's weird.
No, thank you. How about that? What happened to hi, hello? Not, like,
gag me with a spoon.
Not gag me with a spoon. Like, I'm okay. But thank you for the offer.
That's such a weird saying.
I'm trying to think of, like, now, like, 80s, 90s movies. Like, it's like in Breakfast Club, the principal goes, mess with the cow, you get the horns. Oh,
no, you mess bowl, with the bull, you get the horns. That's a fire saying. I say
it
all the time.
It's so funny. It's mess funny. Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I love that saying.
But it's just like stuff like that, though. I like some sayings like that, but there's like, I don't know. Some of the stuff they said in the 90s cooked. Some of it
just should go to
the didn't hit. But
track.
Come on, that's what everyone's saying about us now. Like, if I had a, like, all right, yo, bet.
What
cap.
Are some, like, okay.
Bet cap. Bet. It's Brick City out here.
Slay.
Like, slay.
Like,
slay.
Why are you, what is slay?
What are you doing? You ate? You ate?
Oh, but you're eating with that, though,
but
right?
You ate, right? Like, okay, that one I kind of get, but that was not something I said until coming to college. Because my roommate would be like, you ate. And I was like, thanks. Like, I just like, would thanks. Not be feeling it. Oh, thing from the 90s that I like, that John, like J-A-W-N.
That John Jip.
Jit, what's up, Jitty Jit, New York City kid?
Jit
is good, and John, like, yo, I like those Johns, like, talking about literally, but that's the one thing, you could be talking about whatever. Those Johns, my pants or my shoes? Like, which one?
The whole fit.
Whole fit, I like that John. Whole fit, yeah, pants or shoes? No, whole fit, babe.
The whole fit.
I like that thing. That reminded me of something else that, Haley Welch. You know,
oh my God.
Not that like I was meaning to talk about this, but I did kind of just because I like that thing, and thing reminded me of her catchphrase, which look it up if you want. But
look it up.
Don't look it. You're not missing anything if you've never looked this up before.
You're not really missing out.
No, but that, you know, that gives me hope though. She gives me hope. I could say two things and make millions. Let me look up her net worth, actually.
Probably not a lot.
Probably not a lot. I mean,
but she does have a podcast now.
And she's merchandise.
And she's had, like, really popular people on her podcast. JoJo Siwa was on her podcast.
Well, she's falling off, bro.
JoJo Siwa?
Well, she's not. Okay, she's not falling off.
I think JoJo Siwa
does. She has a net worth of 12.5 mil. In a year.
Haley Welch?
Yes, in a year. That's what I'm saying. She's...
First of all, oh my God. Respect.
I can't even be mad. Like, I could be frustrated. But, like, she did it. Self-made, I think. I don't know. But...
Self-made.
But, like, 12.5 is actually crazy work for saying two things. But I will say, I guess she, like, she ran with it. Like, podcast, merchandise. Okay, JoJo Siwa, like, is a celebrity, even though... Whatever. But 12.5, that, I don't know. I need time to think about this.
I need to think about Haley Welch.
This song is also something you could say about Haley Welch. It's called Good Girls Go Bad.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Little girl, just take a bite. Let me shake up your world. 'Cause just one night couldn't be so wrong. I'm gonna make you lose control. She was so shy till I drove her wild. I'll make them good girls go bad. I'll make them good girls go bad.
Heard that song in
yeah
probably in a minute, but yeah, it's Good Girls Go Bad. But you know, I take back about what I said. I don't think Haley Welch went bad. I think she went female-owned business, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with taking advantage of what's being put in front of you.
No,
I would do the same thing personally.
Yeah, honestly, like real talk, she low-key like took what she had and ran, which you can't be mad about. You know what I mean? Like, she took what she had and
I mean, was it from it. Something like absolutely stupid? Yeah.
Also, the other thing is, I would be so mad if I was the guy who took that video because no one remembers him. Nuh-uh. But everybody remembers. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. We were just talking more about our trip to NYC as well.
Yes.
So.
What's we're troubling your thoughts?
No, now, we're Josh. Just. We were just debating whether we should go out Friday night as a club. Yeah, basically, which, I mean, I say yes. But at the same time, we do have to be up at 7 a.m. to get, well, like, no, 7:30. Because, like, waking up at 8 is low-key pushing it if we have to meet at 9.
Yeah, especially if we like to take the bus and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So let's say, all right, party till 1.
Sleep at that 6 point, hours. At that point, not it's an all-nighter.
No.
At that point.
Okay, we could.
Then you, I don't know.
No, but I can't do all night. I can do all-nighters, but I think sleep for like 6-5 hours, wake up, get a coffee, get a bagel,
get a coffee, get a bagel,
call it a day, get on the van, book it to NYC, play I Spy, license plate game. I don't know what we're going to do in the van.
The minute that we drive into New York, we have to play New York.
We have to go feral.
By Alicia Keys, New York. Conquering the world dreams are made of. Hopefully we see Joshua Block.
I use a nine.
You put the fries in the bag.
Okay. Josh Block situation, hot topic. However, I will say some of his reactions are actually like so funny.
Like, he pushes people. And the people are like, oh, hey, Josh. Freaking pushes them.
Like, I actually can't, like, I literally cannot explain how funny it is when, like, he'll be walking, someone goes, put the fries in the bag, and then he just screams.
Snaps. He, like,
and
snaps. Chases. He's like, you put the fries in the bag.
He literally, like, screams at the top of his lung and then books it after them. Like, that's just, like.
Where is he from? Is he a Long Islander?
I met
a makes sense.
I'm from Long Island.
Makes sense.
I met a girl who went to school with him and she
Are you serious?
Yes. And she has like videos of like they were like we're never friends, but like they like she like knew who he was, like before this. Okay. World of T-shirts, Josh Block. I'm giving you the rundown. Because I followed him in 2020 before all of this. So I followed him in 2020. He was just making videos on TikTok, right? I don't know if he had something, like, specific. I can't really remember. Do you?
I think his thing was he would just go to NY and try different restaurants.
Yes. Yes, yeah, yeah. He would try, like, different stuff. Like, he tried, like, that candy that, like, explodes in your mouth. And, like, just, like, random stuff that he would try. And I was, like, honestly, like, all right. It was COVID. I was like, yeah, I'll watch this. And then I kind of, like, lost him for a little bit. And then he, like, resurfaced and is just... It's different. He's just, like, a different guy. Like, for worse, honestly.
I mean, like, it's funny, but at the same time, it's, like, kind of uncomfortable. Because, like, you're kind of, like, watching yes. him just...
Fall in, like, slowly, descent like, into die. Madness. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's, they're funny, like, out of context. But, like, I do feel bad for him as, like, a person. Because he also... there's, like, Mr. Beast is, like, this guy he's living with. Who's another streamer.
Oh, isn't he, like, terrible to Josh?
Yes. Yeah, he's basically just, like, encouraging, like, bad behavior, which, like, Josh, I don't know what he has, but he has something. So, like, he's an adult, but he has a developmental issue, I want to say. Maybe not developmental. He has something. But Mr. Bass is totally just, like, taking advantage of it, and it's, like, it's a crazy thing. I did not mean to start this whole deep dive into World of T-Shirt, but maybe we will see World of T-Shirts, though. But I did just see a video of him of, like, someone made a joke that, like, he broke character. Because he was, like, getting, like, a cleanup. Like, he got, like, a shave and, like, a haircut. And, like, he was acting totally, like, completely, like, unlike himself in the sense of like he was acting normal, which sounds mean to say that's unlike himself, but it kind of is. So, you know, also, we just got joined by Mars and Suzy Q.
Hi, Mars. Mars, join.
Oh, can I join?
Yeah. Join, guys.
Hop on.
Hop on, squad. We were just talking about
squad
World
what?
Of T-shirts.
We were just talking about World of T-shirts. And we also...
Yeah, mama?
Hey, Mics are on. Don't talk about Marilyn.
Right.
She's great. That's my mom.
Hello.
How you know?
Is everybody on?
Is anyone on?
There we go.
Yeah, now I can hear myself. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
We were just talking about...
Yeah, what were we all talking about?
What were we talking... Oh, we were also talking about the trip to the city.
Yes. We were talking about the trip to the city.
Are y'all excited?
I'm really excited. I'm so excited. I'm so hyped.
I'm actually nervous. I'm nervous because I'm a very, like, car nausea person. Like, so I'm just going to go to sleep for the whole thing.
Let's give you passenger.
Yeah.
So you have a window. I don't care.
No. I think the after, like, going will be fine. Like, the after, the returning. Like, I just, like, that's why, like, we'll be there chilling for a minute. Like, I probably won't do much. But, like.
Understood.
Afterwards, y'all just gonna probably see me knocked out.
That's fair.
That's what I'm saying. Also, because we're leaving at, like.
8.
9.
We're supposed to be here at 9.
We're supposed to be here at 9 a.m. But leaving the city at, like, 8, you're right.
We're probably not going to get back to, like, Oni to like, 1 or 2.
Susie Poo, there's an alumni event happening on Saturday. And, like, literally, we're doing a little road trip to it.
Hey.
You should pull up challenge.
Pull up challenge.
All right. I'll think about it.
Isabel.
Yes, Josh.
Your mom.
My mom.
I'm so sorry for interrupting that.
Is she coming?
Both of my parents are coming.
Sweet.
Oh! Both of my parents are coming.
Mama and Papa.
Mama and Papa. My mom used to do college radio.
Okay.
So she was like, oh my God, I want to come. And after like college, she did like Sirius XM and other like internships like that.
Hey, does she have any internships available?
I actually asked her and she said no.
All right. Well, you know.
But yeah, she's
going
to pull up. She's going to meet Dr. Bottom, their advisor. It's going to be a little parent teacher conference.
That's
really exciting. Really excited.
Yo, that's crazy. I'm excited too.
So excited.
How is it doing the Instagram takeover today, y'all? Like, how's that been?
It's been so fun.
Y'all doing it together?
Yeah.
I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah, sorry.
I was just...
Josh is ignoring us.
I am not. No, it was actually... It's been fun these past week, like, seeing everyone's, like, Instagram takeover. But it is actually, like, so... Like, today was kind of the perfect day, in my opinion. Because Isabel and I, like, decided to do this show together, which is super awesome, by the way. I don't know, but like today's just like a good day. Like I ran into like Maya, DK, and Grace, so I was able to like post them.
Yeah,
we have the Woni board up today.
I hate that I can't see you.
I know, right? That's what I said.
I know every time me and John, you have to like look up.
Like we
like,
didn't
five
move the monitor.
When we set this up, we were like, "This will be so much better. Whoever's running the board will be able to see people like getting interviewed." No.
I was here with Bottomley and Magnus when it was happening, and I think it's like we thought of that we'd be standing.
Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah. Well, okay, that's actually a good point. Like
if you're standing, it'll be like you could see us, but like we have a chair there regardless, so people just sit. So it's like, no freaking like, way.
Can you hear? You can hear me. Right?
I can hear you.
Yeah. So I guess it could work.
But it's just like, would you want to stand?
It's a little odder. I don't mind standing.
Would you want to stand?
For a whole show, I don't know. Cool. But also, when I do, like, specifically vinyl only.
Oh.
So that, like, when you're using, like, the turntables instead of just, like, CDs or whatever, like, that is, that you got to stand. Like, CDs, I can, like, sit down and stuff, but, like.
Like, high key.
Yeah, bro.
Well,
the Instagram
y'all are doing a great job.
Such a good idea.
It is. I was just going to say, y'all are doing a good job. I feel I was so happy to do mine. Oh, my gosh.
This is terrifying.
I forgot something.
Oh, my God.
Joshy Poo.
Yeah, Steph was doing it last night. So I went on a walk last night. I know, really weird.
That's not weird.
Just by yourself? It was for
Leave him alone. Like, he wants to go on a walk, but he can go on a walk by himself. I go on walks too.
I'm just saying, it was like 20 degrees.
No. The only reason, I was making a joke, I actually do like enjoy like walking. But, like,
yes.
No, like it is like relaxing.
Where do you live? What's your address?
Okay. I'm on Ford. Don't worry about it. Ford. But anyway, so I was walking, and I ended up being by Spruce, and then I was like, wait, that's close to Cherry. So I just walked to their house, and I just showed up.
Yeah.
And then Steph was like, took a picture of me when I didn't even know, but whatever.
Sneaky Steph.
Sneaky Steph.
I'm sorry, that's
got
to be the scariest picture of you that has ever.
No, it's not.
It's actually really cute.
There's cute.
It's very cutie.
Susie.
That filter is actually.
Demure. Oh, that was really loud. That was demure.
Yes, Josh.
There's a picture of me
that.
No, that's just not the scariest picture. That's all I can say. I'm not going to expose myself, but. All
right. You could just say yes. Did you guys see the lineup that O-Fest posted for their potential?
Yes, what?
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Ethel Kane is on there?
What is it?
No way we get her.
Who's Ethel?
Wait, let me.
Who's.
Let me use the internet. Let me use the.
I've heard their songs. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to troll y'all. LOL. Oh. No, I saw the list and I was like, Joey is like.
We have Joey. We have.
Joey who?
Badass. Oh, I mean, no one.
No, literally, it's your fine. Right, fine,
Joey.
Susie.
So, Joey.
So Joey, Earl Sweatshirt, The Fray. Declan, right? The first
Wait,
of all,
The
Fray.
Fray?
So, yes, it's so
that's
random.
Like.
Declan McKenna.
Damn, you know.
Weird Al.
Yes.
Okay,
why?
Well, he's always been an
Neon
option.
Trees is kind of a poll, though. Like, I feel like they're the most
Wait,
realistic.
Where's the? Where did they post this?
It's on Campus Connection.
Right.
I really hope I get Declan McKenna because I only know one song, and it's
so,
Brazil.
Oh. Yes, oh, everyone Brazil. Has been saying
I'm
that.
Out in Brazil.
So should I vote for them? No. Who should we vote? Who are you voting
for
today?
Declan McKenna. I voted for
he's
Declan
He's been
McKenna
on the roster for about...
Who's been on the roster?
Declan. I've seen him for like for the past time, like four O-Fest.
Like my brain.
Really?
And he just right doesn't now. Like he just doesn't get voted in.
But I feel like for this lineup, he has a good chance because who are these other people? Like I know who they are, but like who are they? Like really? Weird Al, The Fray.
Wait, I'm not okay. Weird,
I don't
want
to be crying half the time.
If it's Weird Al, I don't know if I'm gonna pop out.
I
actually
would go. Personally, like, not because, like, I do dislike Weird Al, and I'm not the biggest fan either, but, like, when am I gonna get to see Weird Al? Plus, it's $10.
True.
Like, I'd go for a little bit. Wait, okay, so Declan McKenna,
mm-hmm.
Weird Al,
mm-hmm.
Neon Trees, that's actually probably who I'm voting for.
Oh, I forgot Neon
they're,
Trees.
They're probably gonna end up doing it too.
Who else, though, besides those three? Oh, Ethel Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Ethel Kane?
Ethel Kane is such a reach. Like,
really? I don't know if I know Ethel Kane.
What is the song by Ethel Kane that's, like, well known?
Like, okay, I'm looking it's just really sad songs. It's, like, sad music. It's, so it's, like, you really... How are we going to have O-Fest and, like, listen to, like...
But I feel like the phrase also...
Like, it's just, like, I don't know.
I don't think
she sings
know.
American Teen Major. American Teenager. Yeah. This song.
Right.
Okay. Right.
And this is just, like, not the O-Fest vibe.
Yeah.
And also, she's, like, kind of on the up and up, so it's, like, she probably wouldn't do it anyway.
Right. Yeah, because I was like, yeah. Wow, how are they affording that?
I personally voted for NLE Chopper to do it, but...
You already voted?
No, I, like, on the thing
year.
Where it was, like, oh, give, like, suggestions.
NLE Chopper would be so
I did
much
NLE
fun.
Chopper. I really thought we had a good chance, but it looks like I just wasted my time.
Right.
That.
Yo, we had Joey Gatto, right?
For
Joe Gatto, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
He's an Impractical Joker.
Oh, yeah, him.
But I didn't know that was O-Fest. I thought they were just doing a show.
That was a fall concert.
Yeah, fall fest. Yeah, not O-Fest, sorry. Also,
yes.
O-Fest, the O-H is Oneonta Hartwick.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Hartwick person. Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Hartwick.
I did not know that.
I don't know. I don't know. Yes, it's a City of the Hills thing. It's not like a SUNY thing. It's like a town.
Like, yeah,
we're so naive. I'm so naive. I thought it was an Oneonta thing. I was like, yeah, Oneonta just does something called O-Fest.
Yeah, but also
but
notice
like,
how
Hartwick doesn't come.
Yeah, because right. Notice how Hartwick's tickets are always $40 and ours are always like $10.
For what?
I didn't even know that.
Because Hartwick doesn't have enough money to like do that.
Cover the fee.
And also last year they kind of dropped out, I think.
Right.
So did they?
Their ticket prices went up.
So just O-Fest.
O-Fest.
Right.
All right. Well, real quick, we have Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yes.
Yay.
Turn that up.
tell them.
A little sneak peek.
Sneak peek. Sneak peek.
All right. I don't need like ASMR in my ear.
I can't lie. What I'm about to say. I can't lie. Sometimes if I can't fall asleep at night, you know that's going on.
You know I'm playing ASMR. Like,
all right. Like.
Okay. Wait, I don't want to.
Stop. Someone's like falls asleep
while they're driving.
Yeah, don't do that. Ha ha ha.
Baby,
we were just talking about interviewing people for O-Fest. Wait, so.
Oh my God! Hold on.
Okay, hold up.
My friend just texted me. She said, "Bro, World of T-shirts is here. I'm following him around. I'm gonna call her right now."
Yes. Wait. What? Where is she?
So she works in the city. Let me actually search up her exact location.
All right, if you're listening, this is where he is.
This is where, oh yeah, this is where Josh Block is. So Bryant Park. She's in Bryant Park.
Okay, he's in Bryant Park. So she's chasing him?
Okay.
It is kind of fun. Like, it's like a celebrity sighting almost, which is kind of weird because it's TikTok. But, like, he's just, like, an enigma. Like, I never know, like, what he is. So, like, seeing him, like, out and about, like, seeing the worlds collide is intense.
Okay, I'm calling her. Okay. I had to send her a little pre-warning message.
Do you want me to cut the mic?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, you guys just have me, just to make sure that...
Wait, do you see him?
Nothing is said. But I don't know if you can hear her, but she's on the phone right now with her friend. She is ensuring, if she does speak, she doesn't say anything, and she's asking what her friend's doing, and it seems like her friend is genuinely chasing him around. Should I put your mic up?
No,
my mic. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to play Fire Burning.
Somebody call 911. Shawty, fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, Quan? Kingston, let's go. Hey. That super thing, hotter than the sun in the south of Spain. Got me soon as I walk through the door. Oh, my pockets are the thicker lane. The way she drop it low, that thing got me wanna spend my money on her. She get it poppin', lock it, drop it, that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Somebody call 911. Shawty, fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down. She won't bring the room to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty's fire burning on the dance floor. She's fire burning on the dance floor. That little shawty's fire burning. The order is one in every 100 years, but ain't no doubt I'm taking it home. Oh, I'm afraid we'll go to lanes. Little mama game is about to change. She'll be on covers over the world. Whoa. She get it poppin', lock it, drop it, that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame away. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire, cool like fire. Somebody call now.
Just a little sneak peek. We're going to take a quick break. Just a quick break. Quick intermission. Yep, whatever you want to call it. Be right back.
your step before getting onto the boat, it's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh, my God. It's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.